Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Tumah Daf Yod Chet Amud Bet, about to look at the second Mishnah of this, the third Perek, continuing with the inquiry into the status of Vladot and the Tumurot of different animals. We already dealt with the Vlad and Tumurah of Shlamim. Vlad, Toda, Utmurata, Vladan, Vlad, Vladan, Azov, Kaldorot, Hareluka, Toda, Vlad, Shein, Tumurin, Lechem. This is something we already saw in the previous podcast. The offspring, as we're going to call it, of a Toda, forever, have a din of Toda, but you don't bring Lechem. Menahani, Mili, how do we know? Tanar, Banan, Mahu, Omer, Yakrivenu, Mafrish Toda v'avda. Let's see what happens. If you're Mafrish Toda and it gets lost, V'frish Acher Tachta, and you got a substitution, V'nimseta Rishonah, and then you found the original one, Hareishte and Omdot, Minayin She'ezo She'yirtzei Akriv V'lachmai Ma. How do I know that you can bring either one? Talmudomar Toda Yakriv. Bring a Toda. Yachol Teishniyatu Unalachem. I might think that when you bring the second one, it also needs the 40 breads. Talmudomar Yakrivenu. Imal Toda Yakrivenu, then you have to bring bread. Yakrivenu is singular, achat v'losh. How do I know that I should include Vladot, Tmurot, and Chalifot? Means this case of getting a replacement for a lost one. So, Yachol Yukulan to Unot Lechem. I might think all those replacements and offspring need bread. Tamloma al Zevach HaTodat. Only the Todah itself needs Lechem and not the replacement one. Okay, now, let's see the next Mishnah. Tmurat Ola. What do you do when somebody been mamir on Ola? Vlad Tmura. Let's say that you were mamir onto a female and she had a baby. Or Vlad, Vladad, Zovka Lola. Of course, the Ola can't have a Vlad. Hareluka Ola, Utunin Hefshekin Tocha Lola Yishim. Meaning they have to flay it and you have to cut it up into pieces and burn it all up just like a regular Ola. Now, Hamafrishna Kevala Ola, let's say that instead of being Mamir, you picked your principal Ola as a female. V'yalda Zachar, and it gave birth to a Zachar. Of course, the female can't be brought as an Ola. Yira'ad Shistaev V'machev V'aviv V'deram V'la. That Zachar cannot be brought. So what do? You let it graze, get a mum, sell it, and then use the money to buy a proper Ola. Rabbi Eliezer Mer Huat Svoni Krav Ola. Rabbi Eliezer says, actually, you bring the Vlad itself as an Ola. This is an opinion that we've already seen invoked, and now we'll see it dissected. Maishna Reisha Lo Pligi. So why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer disagree in the Reisha? Why don't Rabbanan disagree in the Reisha and say that you have to sell the Vlad Tmura, etc., and use the money for an Ola? Maishna Sefer Lo Pligi, but they do disagree in the Sefer. The answer is the Reisha is also Machlok and Rabbi Eliezer. Our Reisha is just Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That's Rabbi Rachana. Rav Amar, no. Afilu Temer Rabbanan. The Rabbanan agree in the Reisha that you could bring the Tumurat Ola and the Vlad Tumurat Ola. Adkan no pligi aled Rabbi Eliezer, elegabim afrish de kevel Ola. They only disagree when your original Ola was a female. The ime lo kreva, since the mother can't be offered, aval tmura, but when you have a tmurat Ola, the ime nami kreva. Ime here doesn't mean the mother, it means the index animal from which you made the tmura is offered. Afil abanamodu, they agree that its tmura could be offered. Now, umi amor b'liezer yikrav Ola hu atzmo, since when did Rabbi Eliezer say you could bring the Vlad, you could bring the tmura itself? Hermini, Tmurat Asham, Vlad Tmura, Vladan, Vlad Vladan, at Sof Kolam, this is a later Mishnah in our Perek, about a Vlad Asham, that's going to be the next Mishnah, Yeru Anchi Istavu, you have to let him graze, Vimacheri Plutam Avdan and Davan. Now, Rabbi El Azar Omer Yamutu, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and there's a lot of different Girsaot about whether it's Rabbi Yeshua, or whether the first one's Rabbi Eliezer, and this is Rabbi Lazar, Yavibid Mehan Allah, but either way, this last Rabbi Eliezer says you have to sell it and use the money for an Ola. You don't bring it as an Ola. But the Minim Huatz Malo. So the answer is quite simple. Avchista Rabbi Eliezer Divrei Rabbanan Kamalahu. Avchista gives one answer, which is Rabbi Eliezer is responding to the Rabbanan. L'didis V'Eli Dafi L'Vlad Amikar V'Ola. I think you could even bring the Vlad itself as an Ola. L'didchu Dam Ritu Roa. But you say it should graze. Odu L'Miat Tamot Olin Davat Yachid Azli. That at least agree that you use the money that's sold for a private korban, not for a public korban, because they said Yiplun Dabal Nidava means Nidvat Sibur. V'amrila Lay, and they said back to him, no, Motrot Nidvat Sibur Azli. We know the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, we've seen that before, that Motrot go to a private korban, and Rabban's position goes to the public fund. Okay, that's Rav Chista's answer, that Rav Elezer here is only answering Alibi Rabbanan, but he himself would say that Tumurat Asham is Karev as an Ola, or Vlad Tumurat Asham is Karev as an Ola. Rav Amar Ad Kamakam Rav Eliezer Hu Atzmai Krav Ola, he says no, Rav Eliezer disagrees, meaning does not hold that same position, and in the case of the Asham, he's really stating his own opinion. He says, where does he say you could bring the child of the Nekeva designated as an Ola? As an Ola, you wouldn't have to sell it. El Mafrish Nekeva Ola, Deika Shem Ola Limo. The mother really has a Shem Ola. Why is that? Because there is such a thing as a female Ola, and that's Olat Ha'of. When you have an Asham, you can't bring a Tmurat Asham as an Asham, clearly not. So when you have this Tmurat Vlad Asham, the mother's not called an Olah. He would agree that you cannot let this Vlad be brought on the Mizbeach, you have to let it graze, get a mum, etc. Okay, Eitav Abaye. So Abaye challenges Rava's interpretation. Chi by Rabbi Eliezer Shem Olah Limo. Since when does Rabbi Eliezer demand that the mother be called an Olah for the child who brought as an Olah? V'atanya Mafrish Nekeva L'Pischo. If you set aside a Nekeva for Pesach, Yireh Ad Sheyistaev, let it graze. V'tivacher Yaviv B'demei Pesach. And because it was Pesach has to be a Zachar, let it get a mum, sell it, use the money to buy proper Pesach. Yalda, let's say it gave birth, Yir'ed, Sheyistaev, the baby has to graze. Bimacher Yaviv Adama Pesach, and let it get a mum and sell it and bring a Pesach, which means you can't use the baby as a Pesach. Nishtaira Achar Pesach, Tir'ed Sheyistaev, let's say that the mother didn't get a mum before Pesach, let it graze. V'yaviv Adama Hashlamim. And then you could use it for Shlamim, not Pesach anymore. Pesach's passed. Yalda, again, if she gave birth, Yir'ed Sheyistaev, and the baby now after Pesach grazes, Yimacher, gets a mum, sold, Ve'aviv b'nei Amav Shlamim, and then brings Shlamim, with that money. Okay? But Rabbi Eliezer pipes up and says, Hu atzmei yikrav b'shlamim, that if you were set aside in the Kiva for Pesach, and you let it graze and it didn't get a mum, and it gave birth after Pesach, then that Vlad itself could be brought as Shlamim. It doesn't have to graze. V'hacha v'leika shem Shlamim olimo. Here, the mother wasn't called a Shlamim. She was called a Pesach. And remember, Rabbi Eliezer called a Shlamim, and the baby is brought as a Shlamim, which means Rabbi Eliezer does not require that the mother have the same shame korban that you're going to bring the baby as. So Amalei Rava, so Rava answers back to Abaye, you bring me a proof from the Pesach after Pesach? If you had itself a Korban Pesach, and it was a surplus, like you lost it, and then you got another one, you found the original, or you had extra funds from the Pesach, that goes to Shlamim itself. Pesach becomes Shlamim. So when you identify something as a Pesach, you're really saying, this is a Pesach, and on the 14th of Nisan, at the end of the day, it'll automatically become a Shlamim. So Yachni Fogami Beresha. So if that's the case, that Rabbi Eliezer should disagree in the Resha about the original Nekeva, the Pesach. Right? Amarlei, Inachinami. The answer is yeah. Upliki Rava says yes, he disagrees in the Resha. Abayamar lo paulignidi. No, he does not disagree. Why? Digmir Lamakam Shamotah Holech Avlad Holech. Abaye sort of backs down from his challenge, but says in this particular case he does not disagree in the Resha, meaning if they gave birth before Pesach, because he says wherever the Motar goes, the Vlad goes. Achar Pesach, the Motar Karev Shlamim, after Pesach, any surplus becomes a Shlamim. So Vlad Nami Karev Shlamim, the Vlad is also Shlamim. Aval Lifnei Pesach, what happens with Motar Pesach before Pesach? Imei Lemayakta Shalud Dmei Pesach. All you have is something that's used for value of Pesach, meaning you sell it and you buy Pesach with it. Vlad Nami L'Dmei Pesach, so the baby is also L'Dmei Pesach. Okay, but still, the challenge has been battened down. So Meitiva Arukvai, he has the following challenge. How Abaye's argument is that since the mother is a Kedusha Domim for Dmei Pesach, the Vlad is also. Alright, so again, if you set aside in a Kevel of Pesach, and now here we see that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees even in the Resha, in meaning that even before Pesach, when you set aside in a Kevel of Pesach, and it gives birth, Rabbanan say that you gotta let it graze and use the money for Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, bring the Vlad, it's a Pesach. We do not set the vlad to have the same status as its mother. The mother had a kedushat domim of Pesach, and this had actually kedushat mizbeach of Pesach. He said, "Nah, that's talking about a case where the animal was already pregnant." Basically, what you had was a female animal, and you said, "I'm being mafrish the ubar if it's a male to be called in Pesach." So Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rish Lakish and said that the vlad is separate from the rest of the animal. I disagreed with Rav. It said that separate from the rest of the animal. Ubar lav yarechimohu. It's an independent piece. When he was makdish the pregnant animal, the mother, of course, didn't take kedushat aguf of Pesach because she's female. Aval hikadsha, but the vlad does. That's why in that case, when Zutra Bereidu Amari, the Ravina, Hakadam Istabra, I'll support your read of that Braita, the Behema Mumberdas Kinan, that she was already pregnant, Nitani Hiu Vladotah, because it didn't say Nitabra, it said Hiu Vladotah, the animal and its Vladot. Shmamina, with this sort of derivation, that we're talking about an animal that was already pregnant. Amar Biosur Chanina. Now, this is an important statement that's going to come up later in the parak also. Moda Rabbi Eliezer Mafrish Nekeva al-Asham. Rabbi Eliezer's position was that if you set aside a Nekeva for an Ola, and it gives birth, and the Vlad is a boy, you could bring the Vlad as an Ola. But he agrees that if you designate a Nekeva for an Asham, Asham must be male also, that the Vlad is not brought. The Enbenach Karev Asham. Pshita, that's obvious. Since the mother could be called an Ola, because there's such a thing called Ola Ta'of, therefore I understand why the Vlad can be brought as an Ola. There is no female Asham of any sort. Like Asham Alimo. So even Rabbi Lezer would agree that you cannot bring the Vlad as an Asham, because it's coming from a mother that never was called an Asham properly. No, the answer is Ilav Dashmina. For Rabbi Yosef Hanina had not told us this. I would have thought Tamar Rabbi Eliezer La Mishum Shem Ola Alimo. I would have thought that Rabbi Eliezer's reason for saying that the Vlad Tumurat and the Kevat Ola could be brought as an Ola is not because the mother has a Shem Ola. La Mishum the Chazi Vlad Lakrava, because the child, the baby is a male and it's a Tumim, so you could bring it. So the same thing, I have a female Asham, which is impossible, but she gives birth, and it's a male, I could bring it, so therefore, Kamash Milan that I can't. Why doesn't Rabbi Yosef Hanina tell us something even bigger? Not only tell us that the Vlad can't be brought as an Asham, tell me that the Vlad can't even be brought as an Ola, because that's what an Asham becomes when it's not used. Vadim Lasham, and then I'll know the same thing for Hashem. He says, "No, Yashmin and Olav, Emena Olahu to Lo Karva, to Lo Akdashali Makdusha Ubarat." I would think that if Rabbi Yosef Hanina said, "I can't bring the baby as an Olah," that's because I never called the mother an Olah. Aval Hashem, Ema Vlad Karva Hashem. But since I called the mother an Hashem by mistake, and she now has Kedusha Dmei Hashem, I would think that the Vlad could be brought as an Hashem. So if you only told me he can't be brought as an Olah, I would think that I could bring it as an Hashem. Kamash Malan, I can't bring it as an Hashem either. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast at this next Mishnah about an Afrishna Kevala Hashem, which we've just been dealing with. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.